Todd and Tyler app.
Stream live.
Get podcasts and more.
It's free in your app store.
So download it now.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Pizza chef. That's a good one. Because this guy says you can make pizza, but try to do it the same shape, same thickness, you know.
These are underappreciated occupations.
Yeah, well, no, it's actually the word is underestimated how tough they are.
Okay.
And that's why I don't believe all those cops, firemen, all that kind of stuff, is they're not underestimated. We know they're tough.
No, we give them credit.
So, yeah, so I don't think people read that right. So
I think people underappreciated are like Amazon delivery drivers and fast food workers.
Well, this is underestimated how tough it is.
Oh, how tough it is.
Yeah, not. Which job do people massively underestimate the difficulty of? That's different than what you're saying.
The ones that are the real answer aren't going to show up in this survey because they don't really appreciate it.
Well, you got to start thinking.
Yeah, I know.
That somebody mentioned pizza chef. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, but you know, that's not what social media is for.
Right.
For people to think. It's just to blurt stuff out.
Right. That's why I thought about it. And our job is tougher than most people think.
Yeah, but most people just want to blurt out answers. They don't want to sit and do critical thinking.
Nick's got a decent point about the Amazon drivers. I mean, we know that they're supposed to deliver like 9,000 packages an hour.
Right.
And if they all went away today, we'd all be pissed.
Right.
You know?
That's got to be stressful and heavy.
Yeah, especially you're delivering to Puss's house and you didn't help a lady out when he orders 100 pounds barbells.
They were only 90.
I mean, I don't know what position it was, the shelf stalker or the tote grabbers. You saw that environment for a day.
Yeah.
I'm guessing people don't truly appreciate
how tough that is.
How hectic that is.
I saw it for a handful of minutes. Yeah. I can't imagine how they
people
do that
are reading or doing
right.
This the
they're
wrong
walking
way.
Over dead guys. Right. They're saying, ignore the dead guy and get the orders out. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of environment they're working in.
This guy says male porn star. That's probably tougher than we think it is. You know, you're not going to think that because you know this guy's getting off. He's having a great time.
Yeah, sympathy.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no sympathy, but it's tougher than you think it is. That's what this means. That's the only question.
That's fair.
Especially if you're not gay and you have to bang dudes.
Yeah. That would suck. Yeah.
I would imagine performance anxiety surfaces a lot.
Oh, yeah.
In that particular situation.
Take a lot of pills, you know.
Performance anxiety probably just gets you fired in that job.
Yeah.
Like, you can't perform, then you don't get the job.
Yeah. And the people are, and there's something, some dirty stuff in there, too. I can't read on the air.
What? On Twitter?
31-year-old Fenris Liu is accused of using a crowbar to break into the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office. It's in Phoenix and gaining access to corpses. According to the law enforcement, Liu was caught on camera breaking the seal of 11 body bags and having sexual contact with four. So you can imagine... Somebody got turned down in death. Still laying there. I'm not going to bang that, you know.
Well, and sexual contact could be a lot of different things. He might not have full-on banged the corpse, but he might have been touchy-feely with the corpse.
Well, that's true, too. Yeah.
Which is still weird and wrong and don't do that.
Yeah. Well, he got caught because he's on camera. Yeah. And he's got this look like, I did it, and I'll do it again. Look at his mugshot.
Broke the seal of 11 body bags.
Yeah.
Seven of them were all right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Seven were fatties, you said.
Only the four hottest ones.
He only banged the four hottest ones, right.
I did like that they threw in. Did you see that one of the charges was like possession of burglary tools?
Well, the crowbar.
It was a crowbar.
Right.
But I mean,
that's a burglary tool.
It is.
But if it's used to break into something, right?
But yeah, but you have to start using it to break into something for it to be a burglary tool. Because I mean, we all have a crowbar.
Right.
They're not illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, multiple felonies, burglary, escape, four
What's
counts
escape?
Of sexual contact with a dead body.
I don't understand the escape.
He probably ran.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Didn't appear in court because the commissioner felt like he was in danger to himself and others. So he's lost it. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. What do you do with this guy?
I don't know.
Because
I guess you don't want to bang. Yeah. I guess he's safe around people that are alive.
Yeah. True.
I don't know. I don't know what you do, and I don't know where he falls in the rankings if you're in prison. You know,
I don't think he's at the top.
Well, he's definitely not
He's not child molester.
He's not child molesting.
Hopefully,
so he's above them. He's above the child molesters, and rapists are down right with child molesters.
What about the kiddie porn guy? Is he about
I throw that in together. Kiddie porn, child rapist, and regular rapist. Regular. raping of somebody that's not a child. I think he's right above that, don't you think?
Probably in that ballpark.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah, he's probably eating lunch with the dudes that diddled kids. Yeah.
There's not a lot of guys, you know, that go to jail for this.
Really?
It's not that common of a crime.
No, that's true. It's not. Yeah.
Well, and
how about Lou over here, banging dead people?
Did you read the line in here? I never thought about this because it said he broke the seal on 11 body bags.
Yeah, I hate the word
and went
seal
in there
anyway.
and was messing with them. Yeah. Because of that, it says forensic testing, autopsies, and organ donations at this medical examiner office are paused. So he could have tampered with evidence of a crime.
Okay, they've got to go in and re-examine.
What?
And see if anything happened to any of these bodies.
But I mean, is an organ donation done right as they die?
Yeah, but I'm saying, say they had this body that was a victim of a crime, and they were going to go collect forensic evidence. This guy might have contaminated that.
Right.
Yeah, the organ donation part's interesting. Oh no, did we forget to get the kidney for that body that's been in the morgue?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't get that part. I don't get why it means that, because they take those out right
as soon as you die. Deadline when it came to organ donations. I thought you wanted to harvest them as soon as possible.
Well, while the body was still alive.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, a Chicago woman.
No, I don't think you take the kidneys out of you while you're still alive.
Well, no, but I mean,
I don't think you take your eyes out while you're still alive. No.
You keep the body alive till the very end.
Yeah,
the
guy's screaming. Hey, I'm not dead yet. Chicago woman becomes 6th quadruple organ transplant recipient. 6th quadruple?
No. So she got the sixth quadruple.
So four.
She got four organs in one transplant.
What'd she get?
A kidney.
Did you get a lung in there?
Two lungs.
And maybe a heart?
No, I think it was a liver.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a liver, kidney, two lungs.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what she ordered.
Cystic fibrosis. Apparently, that affects some of those.
Oh yeah, that'll mess up your lungs.
Yeah, but all in one shot, four organs.
And was it the cystic fibrosis that disrupted all of those organs?
I think so.
Because I know it mainly affects the lungs, but I'm sure there's a ripple effect.
Yeah, I think you're right, Todd.
They brought a guy in, it looked...
Didn't she get all of them at once?
Yeah. One shot, four organs.
You're splayed open, you might as well put them all in, I guess, right?
Well, are you at risk of rejecting a single organ?
Yeah, you would think.
It's got to be a lot for the body to bring on that much at once.
Yeah, that's a tough gig. I thought about that with that doctor yesterday that was shooting the... I mean, she's what do they call the doctor that's of throat and...
ENT?
Yeah, she was that kind of doctor. And I kept thinking, man, all the work she had to go through, the studying, and then to do that. And by the way, your tonsils are only like 5 centimeters away from your jugular. Your carotid artery, I'm sorry.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Yeah. Well, she explained that. She said, I have to go in. I don't know if you heard that, Nick. My son was in the hospital yesterday for he had an abscess on his tonsils, and they had to suck it out with pus and everything.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Brutal, yeah.
That sounds very painful.
Yeah, well, oh.
Well, they sucked it out with a needle.
Yeah.
Not with pus. It was the pus they were sucking out.
By the way, pus is spelled the same way as puss.
How's he do it now? That.
No, it's spelled with just one S, I believe.
Well, I kept spelling it pus. Yeah. Is it spelled with one S?
I think it has two S's.
I believe so. Hmm. No, this is another one. Now I got to check this out.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought pus is two S's like puss, and you say something different.
I'm pretty sure it's just one.
We used to call him Big Pussy once in a while.
Yeah, it is just one S.
Yeah. Okay. All
right. Pus is a... You know, I didn't even want to say the definition. It's gross.
Yeah, it is gross. Oh, you should see it coming to a big needle coming out of his tonsil. It was brutal. But
how does that happen?
It's an infection, and... they've been doing it a lot lately, so maybe there's some stuff going around. I don't know. But and then they actually had to check for cancer, too, Nick. That's a whole other thing. I told her story earlier on the podcast, and that was clean, but it was kind of scary because they put a camera in his nose and blah, blah, blah. So it's only 5 centimeters away. And what is that? It's about a...
Five centimeters, about 2 inches.
Not much.
Yeah. Less than 2 inches.
2 inches from your carotid artery. And if you hit that with a needle... you'd probably die right away, don't you? You'd bleed out right there on the table.
I mean, you'd hope if you're in the ER, they could save you from
maybe,
dying.
Yeah. Man, but,
yeah, but that happens out in the field.
Yeah. Who's this?
This would be Scott to discuss organ donation.
Hey, Scott, who's your more famous brother? I don't know if you know that bit on this show, but the more successful brother is named something else, and the less successful brother is always named Scott. So, do you have a successful brother in something?
Does it count if they like are with rich women?
Oh, your brother's more successful with women?
That job is a success, right?
We got a bad connection here, man. Are you talking on the phone somewhere?
Well, yeah.
Can you hear him? I really can't.
Hello? Is this better?
Yeah. That's better.
There
go ahead,
go.
Man.
Right there.
Okay. It was on my car phone.
That's fine.
Does it count if they're like with rich women? Like really rich women?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's pretty successful, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's right. So he's more successful.
Yeah. I wrote in a show a while ago. I'm the guy with like the bad TBI and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, Scott. Dude. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, I was just telling you, after I got blown up in Iraq and my knee was, they were trying to save my leg.
Right.
They went and harvested, cadaver tendons and stuff like that. I know it's not organs.
Okay.
But they went and harvested like some cadaver tendons to try and build like new PCL and ACL and all that kind of stuff, try to rebuild my knee.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You're right, because the tendons aren't a beating organ, so they could take it right out and put
it in. Were
they
able to do that? Were they able to help you?
Yeah, they all failed, so they just did a knee replacement on me.
Oh,
okay. All right.
They helped out for a little while until they didn't. Until they failed on me.
So they can't. Oh, they can do dead bodies then, right? But not organs, but tendons.
Tendons and stuff like that. Yeah. So I just let you know they do harvest stuff out of cadavers.
All right.
It's just not like organs or anything that I know of that I've heard of.
Can I ask you a question? Because you're obviously a veteran and you had a catastrophic thing happen to you, blown up in Iraq. Nobody's got that story here. Do fireworks bother you on the 4th of July?
They did at first for a long time, quite a few years. But now if I know if it's coming, I know it's going to happen. Now when these jerks freaking do it like 5 weeks before freaking 4th of July.
Sure. Exactly. Especially like in the Omaha area. It's pretty brutal in Omaha for sure.
That gets me still. Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
That explosion will still get to me. I'm used to 4th of July now because I know what's going to happen.
But it was years, you said, right? Years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Spend a little time?
I was hitting the decade.
Yeah. Talking to somebody about your PTSD. Did you get help there? Or are you doing the show?
Yeah, the VA is doing. The VA does a really good job.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the call, man. Take care of yourself, brother.
All right. Hey, all right, guys. Yeah. Keep on doing what you guys are doing.
Right,
you make my day.
Thanks,
there
buddy.
It's a tough job. Right. Somebody's got to do it, man.
People underestimate it.
They don't underestimate how tough this job is.
Now, people do give like a kidney when they're still alive. But I've never heard of anybody. Go ahead and take a couple of my tendons.
I'd forgotten because when you get gum replacement, I have some gum replacement, some dental stuff, and that is fat from a dead body.
Yeah.
And I asked my doctor, I said, is this all from a gum? He goes, no, that could be from somebody's ass. Because he was a cool guy. You listen to the show.
Let's say it was.
I know.
Oh, speaking of that, we do have, remind me, we have ass news coming up.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Pus,
good tease.
1S.
Yeah, pus is 1S.
But that explains a lot, because when I said I was texting some people and saying they pulled out some pus, but spelled it with 2 S's.
And in the reverse, I will get emails addressed to me with spelled with 1 S. I'm like, no, it's 2.
Well, that's just idiotic there. Everybody knows pus is 2 S's.
If you're referencing a pussy infection.
Yeah.
Then you got to go with 2.
That's P-U-S-E-Y.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
that. Good to know. All right. Puss and Puss coming up.
To the information I'm getting.
All right. Good enough. Come back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.